Here with Caleb Strong after Fremantle beat North by 26 points at Docklands Stadium. Firstly, Caleb, that was an incredible fight back. You just had a quick team meeting. What's the initial reaction to a win like that?
You want to enjoy those ones and any win. The way the AFL is at the moment, it's a very tight competition, so wins are hard to come by no matter who you play against. So we'll enjoy it. We kind of just spoke about where the game was won and lost, and in that first half, I think we were minus 19 in contested ball, and in the second half, we were plus 28 or something like that. So that's a pretty clear indicator to where the game was won for us and where we need to get back to. And that's it's no surprise to us. We know that's kind of the game for us. And fortunately, we didn't bring it in the first half, and North were really good. But we felt like we were able to fight back and showed a lot of maturity as a group.
What was said at halftime? Because you were 33 points at one time during that second quarter, and you had to really lift in all areas, because it's not easy. You've got a few injuries, you're away from home, you really had to rally. So what was said at halftime to spark that comeback?
It was probably a bit before halftime and throughout that first half that we kind of knew we just had to stick at it, and similar kind of conversations that were happening early last week when we went down, that we really need to stick at it and stick to our game plan, because if we kind of go away from that, we're going to be no chance to get back into the game. And we just need to have real trust in the way that we go about it, that we weren't really playing our footy in the first half, and if we got back to that, we knew the game was going to kind of turn. And momentum's, it's a funny thing, you can't really just switch it like that. Sometimes it takes 5-10 minutes to really wrestle that game back, and we felt like we were able to do that through the end of that second quarter, kick a couple, get back to kind of 3 goals down, and then that half time was just very much reinforcing our footy gets it done, and we need to go back out there in the second half and play that, and we're able to do that in the third quarter.
You must be proud with the maturity of the group to be able to dig yourselves out of that hole.
Yeah, definitely. I think shown the last 2 weeks, we don't want to go down by 4 or 5 goals at any point, but the way that we've attacked this pre-season, we're a fit group, we're a strong group, mentally we're strong, I don't know if we would have won that game last year. Guys have grown up a lot. We've really matured as a group, and now we're connecting with each other and really growing together. So it was a great sign of the maturity and the growth of the group today. We'll be looking at how we can not go down by 5 goals in the first half.
Well, we need to talk about these slow starts last week and again today. What do you think is the cause, and is it a cause for concern?
I think last week it was not so much, because there was a couple of things that happened and a couple of incidents where just little mistakes that kind of cost us goals, 50-metre penalty, rush behind, and they had some good bits of play, but we felt like the game was kind of being played the way we wanted it to, and today it just wasn't the case in that aspect. And like I said, the contest, that's where our game kind of starts, and if we're not kind of getting ourselves going in that space, we're no chance. And that was the point today, and for us, we'll get back to that. We feel like we train... We kind of expose ourselves early in training sessions to high-intensity training and how we can kind of start the sessions really hot, and hopefully that lends itself to it not being a consistent thing for us. But we're kind of looking at the positive of our ability to fight back no matter what position we're in the game, and we'll work on those starts and make sure we're kind of improving that space.
Well done today, 2-0. Enjoy the win.
Thanks, Jess.